Well, he did, yes. I mean, the national strategy is published for the last year. He's indicating that there will be significant statements on it very soon. And there are something like 47 recommendations. He was the first to say that there isn't a recommendation that doesn't have some opposition in some quarter. But in general, that which is in the strategy makes the best of good sense, has a lot of evidence behind it, and we know that it works. And we encourage them this morning to get on with it as quickly as possible. No ifs and no buts. Let's have it.
You would believe, would you not, that now is the time in this area for courage and to make the big decisions?
Indeed. I mean, one of the big elephants in the room will be the strength and the size of the drinks industry and the influence that they have. I mean, it's just huge. We called it a Goliath during my own speech this morning. They are the Goliath, and they have this extraordinary power to influence our national identity, the culture that exists, you know, what people do and so on. And, you know, it sickens me sometimes when I hear young people getting the blame for drinking patterns and so on. What they do is they take from an older generation what are the expectations, and they live that out in some respects. It's the older generation who need to get their act together, and in doing that, they need to somehow or other take the drinks industry and quieten them up a little bit. Indeed, you know, put a levy on the drinks industry and use some of that money to try and do some good with that money, and to undo harm that has been done by the harmful drinking culture.